First of all, I'd like to say congratulations to Donald and Tina. Obviously, their contributions to the Packers over the years have been phenomenal. The one thing that we talked about the other day while we were getting ready for this is try to make sure that Mark had some things to say on some topics, I had some things, and Coach McCarthy. So I drew up a lot of things. I put them on this piece of paper, and I realized none of them are really worth talking about. I do want to take you back to 1999 in our draft meetings. Ron Wolf was the general manager. We're watching tape on a skinny wide receiver from Alcorn A&M. And there's signs in scout meeting rooms, and we're doing that now as we all through this week and next week, as you go through and you watch tape, and there's always, when you see something special or when you see something different, a scout in the room, and anybody can do it, they'll say, can you run that back? Well, when we were doing Donald, we did that all the time. We kept saying, can you run that back? Can we see that again? And what we were seeing wasn't something that you could define so much. It was just a special quality that a player had. You could see not only his athletic ability, his ability to play the game, but through that grainy black and white tape that we had from Alcorn A&M, you could see the joy that Donald had in playing the game. And I think you can see the joy that Donald had in playing the game throughout his entire career here with the Packers. The other thing, we'll stay in 1999 in our first mini camp. He shows up, and he is this skinny, skinny guy. Good player, but he's a very skinny guy. He was nothing like this summer when you guys were watching Dancing with the Stars. Hold it. I'm not through yet. And he's dancing around half naked, all chiseled up, big chest, big shoulders, all that sort of stuff. That wasn't like he was when he first got here. But it is a credit to him and working hard. But he kept playing, and he kept playing, and he kept playing, and he made it. A lot of people have made note that he was a seventh-round pick. First of all, that's not the end of the world. Secondly, us as scouts make mistakes all the time. And thirdly, it doesn't really matter when you have character and you have quality and you have confidence in your ability. No matter where Donald would have wound up in that draft or later for other teams, that sort of thing, whether it was in the first round that he came here, whether he was a free agent, it didn't really matter, because I think all of us here in this room would say that it's been a blessing having him here, and he's been a great addition to the Green Bay Packers, and we were very lucky to have him. Thank you.